Dr. Dick Hillis of Overseas Crusades once made this observation: an ounce of mother can be worth more than a ton of clergy. I don't know the author of this quote, but I'm sure he wasn't downgrading the clergy, but rather promoting true Christian motherhood. Psychologist and author Professor William James of Harvard once told this story. A teacher asked a boy a question about fractions. Suppose that your mother baked an apple pie and there were seven of you, your parents, and five children. What part of the pie would you get? A sixth, ma'am, the boy answered. But there are seven of you, said the teacher. Don't you know anything about fractions? Yes, teacher, replied the boy. I know all about fractions, but I know all about my mother, too. She'd say she didn't need any pie. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we prove to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become very dear to us. In this passage, Paul uses the example of a mother's love to express his own love for the people in the church of Thessalonica. He had taught them, sacrificed for them, and built a relationship of endearment with them. And that kind of love doesn't just go away or fade with distance. In fact, if anything, it grows stronger as time away from one another passes. It is the same way with the love of God for a wandering child. You may be away from God right now, but His love for you has never changed. All you need do is come home, and His loving God will be waiting with arms open wide to welcome you.